The news came through on recent days in relation to the rejection of a planning application or a planning permission which was granted, an overturning of a planning permission which was granted by Kerry County Council for the construction of 235 housing units in a development in Listlouse in Tralee. On Bord Panala cited the outer relief road, the outer northern relief road, which will connect the MTU North campus to Carsley and Mount Hawk as the sole reason for the refusal. Kerry County Council had granted Ned O'Shea Construction permission for the €70 million development at Listlouse in Tralee last November, subject to 32 conditions. This was appealed to Bord Panala in December and the inspector recommended that permission be granted. Despite this, the board decided on a vote of 2-1 to refuse permission on that single issue. The development would impact construction of the Northern Relief Road, and several political figures and politicians here in Kerry have queried the decision, one of them describing it as a blunder, obviously adding to the frustration in the context of the wider housing crisis and the need to deliver homes, not just in Tralee, but right across the county, affordable homes for people and to get supply going to try and ease the rental crisis, as well as the issue of people not being able to buy their own home. If you have a view on it, get in touch with us. With me in our studio in Tralee, I've got Jennifer O'Shea, who's project manager with Ned O'Shea Construction, on the decision. Jennifer, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for having me.
Look, obviously, you're disappointed with the way things have gone and with the decision.
Yeah, of course. I think that's fair to say. You know, we're disappointed with the decision, but, you know, I think we can also focus on the positives. Like you mentioned, it's one single reason, I guess, that they've refused the planning permission. So I think we're taking that as reading between the lines. They're satisfied with all other aspects of our planning submission, which, you know, that's, I guess, the good news on that side of it. We do intend to resubmit for planning. So taking those positives, I guess, is what we'll be looking at going forward. And we're, you know, we're happy to work with work with Kerry County Council again and Bord Panala if necessary, and make any changes to our application if necessary as well. Down to the Northern Relief Road, I guess I don't believe the plans for that are finalised just yet. Once they are, we'll certainly take that into consideration in our application. It was mentioned in our planning permission submission originally, and we were led to believe that, I guess, it wasn't going to be an issue, but I guess ultimately on Bord Panala are not satisfied with that, and they're looking for more information. So
one of the questions, Jennifer, from this would be, I'd imagine, timelines. How long will all of that take, and how much will pending a successful planning application, mm-hmm. what are we talking about in terms of a delay possibly?
So I think we're probably looking at 12 to 18 months of a delay, realistically. Looking back to, I guess, our initial discussions with Kerry County Council as part of the large residential development submission, we met with them, I guess, for the first LRD meeting back in March last year. So we're over the 12-month mark to get to this point already. So resubmitting, you're probably looking at similar timelines. It depends, I guess, whether, and our initial discussions with Kerry County Council again, whether or not changes are going to be required to the application. If significant changes are required, then that adds more time. If less changes are required, then certainly we can submit as soon as possible. So yeah, you're looking at definitely 12 to 18 months before, I guess, we would have another answer, and that's assuming that next time around it would be approved, but obviously we can't predict that would be the case either.
Does that in itself raise the issue of how long planning takes in this country? You have to do it properly. You have to abide by things. Good planning needs rigorous examination, but it's taking a very long time. And I'm saying that in the context of the Planning Act, which is promising to reform planning and make it more efficient.
Yeah, I mean, look, I do think the process is efficient as best as it can be in terms of, you know, us being able to sit down with Kerry County Council as part of the LRD process, discuss everything and discuss our plans before we submit.
Yeah.
You know, they provided us with a letter to say that they didn't see any reason that we wouldn't go ahead and submit planning for a residential development of this size. When you're building anything over 100 units, that's when you go through the LRD process, the large residential process with the councils. You do get to sit down and communicate with them and, I guess, discuss the strategy for the plans going forward. So that certainly is, I guess, an efficient system. You can't control, I guess, what people are going to say, whether people are going to object or not to the planning. So that, I guess, that makes the timelines unpredictable. What I will say about Umbord Pleanála in relation to their decision, they did respond to us within the 16 weeks. So again, that's another positive that, you know, they responded on time with the reasoning for not approving the planning. And so we can certainly take that on board as well and hope that going forward that everything, you know, follows the timelines as, that are set out as well as part of the planning process.
Yeah. Okay. A site this big, a construction, 235 units, is labour an issue for developers like yourselves?
I don't think so. We have a lot of work on at the moment. We have the resources we feel that we need in place to build this development. It's 235 homes, but I mean they're not going to be built in 12 months. Our plan would be to build it over four phases. So if there's a four phase approach, you'd be delivering some houses within 12 months, hopefully from planning approval and so on. So it's, you know, I think the Northern Relief Road is part of Kerry's plan between, you know, up to 2028. Realistically, we could be building up until that point as well if we got the approval.
Yeah. Yeah, and with that in mind, how conscious are you as developers of other developments in Tralee, given, and I know you've a good lot of work on at the moment in various sites, given the Estelis construction and the €330 million investment and the staff that will need places to live?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's fantastic news for the town that Estelis is going ahead. I do think that, you know, we need to be looking at the bigger picture as part of the town. Like you said, once that facility is ready, the employees there are going to need places to live. It's great to have new jobs coming in for the town. We'd be looking at, I guess, up to 200 direct construction jobs as part of our development as well. And I think, you know, we need to be looking at the bigger picture in terms of the town. Our project is part of a broader vision for the town as well. And I don't think town development can rely solely on any individual initiatives. You know, we need to have a comprehensive approach if we want to make, continue to better our town of Tralee and so on. The way I see it, we're only part of the puzzle. You know, we can build the houses and so on. There's also a creche facility planned as part of the development. We're not in the business of childcare, but, you know, that creates an opportunity for somebody else. And I think, you know, additional housing in the town, increased growing population, there's opportunities for many other businesses, commercial and so on, as part of that as well.
Yeah, yeah. Final point, Jennifer, look, it's not your job. You're not a town planner or a politician, but obviously developers have to build where it's efficient for them to do so, where they will make a return on their investment, where they will get the staff to be able to, the labour, as we said, to be able to construct it in a timely fashion and try and make as much money as possible, I guess. A listener gets in touch, says, look, List Loose will contribute to urban sprawl. Tralee will spread out all over the place. An argument that perhaps maybe more sites in the town boundary, service sites in places like Mount Hawk and others, need to be developed or should be developed. First, is a combination needed here when it comes to what gets built where in Tralee? But then it comes down to the economics of it for a developer as well, as to where you get a site and where it's profitable and where it's not, how high you can go, all those sort of questions.
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, it comes down to the land itself is already zoned residential. You know, we're not applying for any rezoning or anything like that. So if we don't build there, somebody is ultimately going to build there at some point. It's zoned residential. That's part of the town plan.
It's been planned for developing this way.
That's it. So that's part of the town plan. So whether it happens in the next few years or down the line, there was previously planning permission on this site before for a smaller development. So it has been zoned residential for quite some time. Yes, it might link to urban sprawl, but I mean, it's no more than a kilometre and a half, I suppose, really, from the town centre. Would be walking distance for some people. Northern Relief Road, I think, would, if that's in place and planned and being developed, at, you know, in parallel with the housing development, then you're looking at alleviating the traffic along that road that, you know, I know there's already a problem there at school times and peak times and things like that, but we've carried out a number of traffic surveys as part of the development, and more of those would be carried out if planning is granted as well. We'd also be contributing up to $1 million to Kerry County Council if planning is approved, you know, for the infrastructure along the Bracker Regan Road, provision of a right turn lane into the development, contributing to the active travel plan, and all the public road networks that are local to the development.
Yeah, so those things covered. Okay, Jennifer, listen, look, thanks very much for talking to me about that this morning and giving us your view on it as the development company involved. That's Jennifer O'Shea there of Ned O'Shea Construction talking about, I suppose, the reaction to that overturning of the planning permission. That's Jennifer O'Shea, project manager with Ned O'Shea Construction.